treasurer, and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into August 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday. Thursday before Tuesday's election. Looking forward to you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Couple stories from Lansing, Michigan Supreme Court ruling on some things, polling numbers that are out there prior to Tuesday's election. I got a very simple question for you guys. Unscientific poll. Text me a Y for yes or N for no if you've been polled. If you've been polled, somebody has called you an actual human being or a recorded push poll, whatever it is, just a capital Y for yes, I've been polled, or an N, no, I haven't. We're going to conduct this unscientific poll here for the next half hour till the bottom of the hour. I haven't been polled, but yet, somebody sent me a text message from one of the Rhino moderate campaigns, an insider, wanting to bet me money about these upcoming races. And very arrogantly predicted that all the candidates that we have on this show, on this radio station, are going to lose. $1,000. Want to bet me that they are going to lose. And I thought to myself, what does this person know that we don't know? Have they done a poll? Have they talked to people? Have they made phone calls and polled people within the district? I haven't been polled. I'm on the walk list, being a very heavy Republican voter. voting in every election going all the way back to since we moved here into Antrim County, May of 2011. Every election, presidential elections, primaries, midterms, primaries, every single election, voting are Republican. If there's anybody that they would be wanting to poll, it would be me, based on my voting record, based on the walk list, based on who we are. Precinct delegates, former chair of the Antrim County Republican Party, talk show host. Well, then I thought maybe because of the show, they don't want to poll me. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But what about you guys? Text me Y, a capital Y, if you've been polled, or a capital N if you haven't. We're going to continue this until 9:35 this morning through the bottom of the hour news break. If you're listening tomorrow, you can still text me. I'll add you into the numbers. Y for yes, I've been polled. N, a capital N for no, I have not been polled. Let me know what you guys have done in this election cycle, whether you've been contacted. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this August 1st. Can't believe August is here. The last month of summer. Man, is it going to be a hot one today. Over here in our area, Antrim County, 91 degrees. Granddaughter Ashley's up with the great grandbaby, little Miss Emmy. Oh my God, she is so pretty. Not just because she's my fifth great granddaughter, grandson, great grandbaby, GGB. She looks like Pebbles. I am not kidding you. This baby looks just like Pebbles. She is so cute. Going to turn 1 year old this year. August 24th, we're going down to a birthday party in the Madison Heights area of Oakland County. Too cute. She was so excited to see us. She started screeching. It was so cute. No, honey, we're not FaceTiming. This is real. We are in person. 37 unread text messages. No. Have not been pulled. 2 yeses. Now, here's the thing that is very interesting. Very interesting. The process for the two that said yes was a real person, live person, or was it computer generated and a recorded message? Now, Don and Jerry up in Hessel said it was a text message. You got a text poll? What did the text say? Was it regarding one race, multiple races, whether you plan to vote or not? Try to text me back as much information as you can. Bob in Hillsdale, downstate, I've answered several via text, but one real person on the phone. So again, Bob, down in Hillsdale, what was the questions? Was it just president, perhaps U.S. Senate, Congress, or did it include state representatives and or local races like county sheriff, county clerk, county commissioners? Send me a text back on that. Now, it's really interesting . One of the things that I think people are looking at is information. Information about candidates. Yesterday, between the show and after the show, throughout the day, I ended up with 139 was in that folder. Who had texted me, Sheboygan. If you haven't done it yet, please do so. If you know anybody who lives in Sheboygan, text me Sheboygan and I'll send you the candidate list. If I was living in those areas, this is who I would vote for. Randy Tibbetts, Standard Plumbing and Heating. I got a poll via text too. I can forward the text to you if you want. Absolutely. Randy, if you could take the time to look that up, I'd greatly appreciate it. I haven't received any text messages. No real person. No computer generated recorded voice poll. Vicky hasn't either. But for this person, who's pretty high up in one of the current elected official's office to want to bet me $1,000 on these races. Either the guy is completely arrogant or he's confident based on polling. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out who would be polling and who would they be polling this late in the campaign. So I appreciate it, Randy. Thank you so much. Want to get that information? If you don't mind, when you text it to me, I'll share it on the radio. Because here's another component to this. Talking with our absentee ballot chasing coordinator, very few people have returned their absentee ballots. Now, here we are, Thursday before the election. In-person voting is this coming Tuesday, August 6th. Polls open at 7 a.m., go until 8 p.m. on Tuesday. The 9 days of early voting stops this Sunday. If you want to go vote right now, you can. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until 4 o'clock. Monday, they're off. They're closed. They're shut down, preparing for Tuesday's in-person election on Tuesday. Now, there's another aspect to this as well. When the ballots are counted, all the tabulations are done, the tapes are turned in, the bags are sealed. Technically, the election will not be certified until a week from today, Thursday, August 8th. Why is that? Because the Board of Canvassers are actually two Republicans and two Democrats working with the county clerk in all 83 counties to certify what the townships, cities, and villages came up with. They look at the tapes, they look at the reports, and they certify the election. The election will be certified a week from today, August 8th. Now, here's the question you have to ask. If Detroit doesn't have their voting done, counted, turned in, where they could certify the election according to normal election law standards of Thursday, August 8th, we may not even have a certified election until possibly the 9th, a week from tomorrow, Friday, possibly the following Monday. Why? Because Wayne County historically is always, always, always late in turning in their numbers. So it's going to be very interesting. Let me go back to the text messages, see if I got them. Okay, Bob down in Hillsdale. The text polls I've received have been about the presidential race and the Senate race. The poll with a live person was about the presidential race, and then opinions about the economy and other issues. No local or state poll other than the U.S. Senate. Well, that ties right into a story that I have pulled up. Okay, let me get clarification to another text that just popped in. Doesn't have a Y or an N on it, not participating in the poll, so it popped up in a different folder on my phone. This is Penny. Now, you have to understand, Penny is in Mackinac County, just so you know. And I hope you voted for Mike Patrick in any of the challengers, none of the incumbent county commissioners. She said, I voted early yesterday. They asked me if I was Republican or Democrat, which I thought was kind of strange. I'm in Mackinac County. No, 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 Penny. You have to understand, this is technically a party primary. You can't cross over and mix and match voting for some Democrats and voting for some Republicans. We all are having to stay on one side of the ballot. If you're going to vote for one Republican, for example, at the top of the ticket, U.S. Senate, you're going to vote for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, then you have to vote for all the Republicans. The Democrats, on the other hand, in some of our counties, I guess are feeling they don't care about the U.S. Senate race, where there's two challengers. Hill Harper is challenging Elisa Slotkin, the frontrunner. And in the congressional race, Callie Barr is challenging Dr. Bob Lorenzer. Well, evidently, they don't care about who wins that race. Therefore, they're not going to stay on their side of the ballot. They're not going to stay on the Democrat side. They're going to cross over and vote for the biggest moderate rhino running as a Republican, or maybe even a Democrat who's running as a Republican, to get them across the finish line. All of us will be asked if you want a Republican ballot or a Democrat ballot, or in some counties, they're both listed there. But they're trying to make sure they understand that if you said you were a Republican, you'd only be voting for Republicans. If you crossed over and voted for one Democrat, the machine would reject your ballot. Does that make sense? That way, they're making sure you vote according to party affiliation, the way you think you want to vote if you answered the question, I'm a Republican. So text me back, Penny, if that makes sense. If not, I'll explain it more. But here is the bottom line for this, folks. Sheboygan County, for example. I'm really wanting you guys to help me get this information out about these candidates. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Sherry O'Donnell, the doctor, is not on the ballot. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Josh Saul for Congress. Depending on whether you're in the western part of Sheboygan, where Neil Frisky covers a couple of townships, or Todd Smallingberg running against the current state representative in the 106. If you live in the western part, vote for Neil Frisky. If you live in the rest of the 106 House District, then vote for Todd Smallenberg. John Studer for county sheriff. And then, of course, in the city of Sheboygan, downtown Sheboygan, Robert Heikkinen for county commissioner. Text me Sheboygan. I'll send you the text for Sheboygan. And then you can forward it to people you know in Sheboygan. Ask them to forward it to their friends. Let's see if we can beat this person who works for one of the elected officials. I'm not going to accept the bet. I don't bet. Those days are over. It's in God's hands. Not going to do any predictions. Just going to work as hard as I can through Election Day. It's all we can do. It's up to the people. They will decide. We're wrapping up the unscientific poll. Text me a Y, yes, I've been polled, or an N, no, I haven't. And we'll come back with the final numbers here after the bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, an F-16 from the Ohio Air National Guard was able to land safely in Toledo after it had to drop two fuel tanks, one of which exploded, and the other landed in a retail parking lot in central Michigan near Oscoda. This